Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Atout Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Reports confirm that the comprehensive renovation of the Hamburg-Berlin rail route, analyzed using anonymized mobile data provided by O2 Telefonica, has significantly reduced train travel while increasing reliance on road transport across key corridors. Discussions between Telefonica and United Internet signal early merger talks and a potential strategic realignment of Telefonica Deutschland and 1&1 amid network challenges. And strategic shifts in the mobile market, epitomized by the leadership change and sale of MobileZone Deutschland to Freenet, are drawing close scrutiny from O2 Telefonica.
Reports by Tagesspiegel DE, Hamburger Abendblatt, and Welt DE confirm that the ongoing comprehensive renovation of the Hamburg-Berlin rail route has led to significant shifts in travel patterns, as analyzed using anonymized mobile data provided by O2 Telefonica. The data indicates that train travel on this route has fallen by about 25%, with around 6,800 passengers recorded daily, whereas the number of car users has experienced a modest increase of approximately 3%, reaching about 6,500 per day. In addition, the evaluations reveal even more pronounced changes on other routes. For example, the Hamburg-Schwerin corridor saw a 46% rise in travelers using cars and buses alongside a 56% reduction in rail passengers, while the Hamburg-Rostock route experienced a 12% increase in road travel accompanied by nearly one-third fewer train users, with changes including rerouted trains over Lübeck and the provision of substitute buses. These reports underscore how the renovation, set to conclude by the end of April 2026, has resulted in longer travel times, altered train frequencies, and a growing reliance on road transportation, a trend vividly captured by mobility data and highlighted by O2 Telefonica board member Alphonse Lusing.
In a separate article by Handelsblatt, discussions on a potential rapprochement between Telefonica and United Internet are underway, following the announced replacement of Germany chief Markus Haas. The article explains that representatives from both companies have reportedly initiated talks about closer cooperation, specifically regarding a possible collaboration between Telefonica Deutschland and 1&1, the mobile and fixed-line subsidiary of United Internet. Sources in the article mention that a long-term takeover is even being considered, though the discussions remain in their early stages. Factors such as 1&1's challenges in developing its own 5G network and Telefonica's currently low network utilization are driving the search for a strategic realignment. While detailed merger scenarios, including potential financial synergies and challenges related to integration and regulatory issues, are being explored, the analysis makes it clear that a concrete merger remains uncertain, with an estimated probability of around 20% in the coming months.
The article published by Golem DE reports on the German Bundestag, paving the way for a unified digital infrastructure that will modernize the data exchange among federal, state, and local administrations. It explains that the newly approved once-only technical system, NUTS, is designed to allow citizens and companies to provide their data just once, with subsequent secure digital exchanges maintained by governmental agencies. The article details how NUTS is a result of several years of negotiations and preparatory work following a decision by the IT Planungsrat in 2022, and it notes the formal signing of the agreement in December 2024 by then-Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the heads of government from the states. It further outlines that the system will initially be implemented for administrative services under the Online Access Act, with the IT Planungsrat overseeing the coordination between the federal and state bodies and the Federal Administration Office ensuring the secure handling of data. Additionally, the article mentions that while the digital economy welcomes the initiative for its potential to reduce errors and save costs, some experts expressed concerns over possible issues of excessive centralization and ambiguity regarding responsibilities, which could challenge its implementation.
Telecom Handel reports that Germany is still lagging behind in fiber expansion and highlights significant differences in utilization rates between operators. The study by SBR Net Consulting on behalf of VATM shows that consumer activation of available fiber connections reaches only 15.9% for Deutsche Telekom, while competitors achieve a rate of 33.6%. According to the article, the efficient use of existing networks and the adoption of open access models are vital for a rapid and economically viable fiber rollout. The publication emphasizes that partnerships and cooperation among network operators and service providers can help avoid redundant infrastructure investments, reduce transaction costs through standardized platforms, and ultimately offer customers a broader choice of services at competitive prices. In contrast, the article criticizes Deutsche Telekom's strategy of retaining exclusive long-term leases on regional infrastructure networks, a practice that restricts access for third-party providers and may lead to a monopolistic market structure.
The article further addresses the future of legacy copper networks and discusses the challenge of a gradual transition to an all-fiber infrastructure. It explains that the Federal Ministry for Digital and State Modernization has published a position paper which does not provide a fixed end date but outlines a long-term process with a complete phase-out of copper networks expected between 2035 and 2040. The paper, as reported by Telecom Handle, calls for early publication of shutdown plans by network operators and stresses the need for enhanced oversight by the Federal Network Agency to ensure a non-discriminatory transition. Additionally, the publication notes the potential risk of Deutsche Telekom, the owner of the majority of the copper network, using its dominant position to unfairly accelerate the discontinuation of copper services, thereby disadvantaging alternative providers. The overall narrative in Telecom Handle underlines the importance of regulatory measures and collaborative business models to secure a fair and efficient adoption of both fiber technologies and the phased retirement of copper networks.
Today, teletariff.de reports on a legal ruling concerning 1&1's advertising practices in the telecommunications market. The article details how 1&1 had promoted the availability of fiber optic broadband, but in reality, only delivered a standard DSL connection. According to the report, customers who performed an availability check were misled by an interface that confirmed a fiber DSL connection, even though the infrastructure did not provide genuine fiber to the home, a practice reminiscent of earlier tactics seen with Vodafone. The District Court of Koblenz, under case number 3-HKO69-24 and ruling on the 16th of September, declared that the use of misleading language and visuals, such as the depiction of an optical fiber cable in phrases like modern vectoring technology, constituted an unfair commercial practice. This misrepresentation led consumers to make purchasing decisions based on the false impression that a true fiber connection was available at their location, an outcome that the court deemed unacceptable and harmful to informed decision-making. In addition, the article briefly mentions that 1&1 now enables the automatic installation of an eSIM profile, a detail noted as part of the company's ongoing efforts to modernize its service offerings. Overall, the report emphasizes the importance of transparent and accurate communication in service advertising, reinforcing that a clear distinction must be maintained between genuine fiber infrastructure and services that only offer DSL connectivity.
The article from Telecom Handle begins by discussing the Liberty Phone, a smartphone that is claimed to be completely manufactured in the USA by the California-based manufacturer Purism, although it is only sold domestically for $1,999. The report explains that the device features rather outdated hardware, utilizing a chipset from Texas and a self-developed Linux-based operating system, while highlighting that low production volumes and continued reliance on components from East Asia remain a challenge. It further compares this initiative to another U.S. project tied to the Trump Organization, which initially promoted a smartphone built in the USA and bundled with a tariff plan, only for these claims to be downplayed later in favor of emphasizing American values. The article then transitions to the broader smartphone market, noting that despite concerns over rising U.S. tariff policies, prices for key models such as the iPhone and Google Pixel have remained stable, as substantiated by market data from IDC, Canalys, and NIQ. In addition, the piece examines consumer trends, including the growing popularity of refurbished smartphones, the modest uptake of foldable devices in Europe due to concerns regarding reliability and high prices, and the limited impact of AI features on driving purchase decisions, underscoring that technological innovations must deliver tangible benefits to influence the market.
In today's briefing, Telecom Handle reports on significant strategic changes within a major competitor's operations. The article, Ein Abschied und ein Aufbruch, outlines the departure of CEO Wilke Strohmann from Mobilzone Deutschland after a distinguished career spanning 25 years. It is noted that Stroman, who founded Spar Handy in 1999 in Cologne and later expanded the business with MobileZone, has led the company to remarkable growth, culminating in over 1 million annual contractual agreements and nearly 780 million euros in revenue in 2024. The report further reveals that the sale of MobileZone Deutschland to Freenet for approximately 230 million euros signals a major transition in the German mobile distribution landscape. According to Telekom Handel, Stroman will maintain responsibility until the closing at the end of 2025 and hand over leadership to Fazi Demirel, a trusted colleague who has been with the company since 2015 and assumed the role of CEO in 2023. The article highlights that along with the change in leadership, MobileZone Deutschland, which has invested significantly in the German market, will withdraw completely from Germany to focus on operations in Switzerland, where it operates 125 shops and is venturing into new fields such as device as a service and fleet management. In parallel, Freenet is strengthening its position by extending its exclusive distribution partnership with MediaMarkt Saturn for an additional 5 years, ensuring it remains the sole partner for marketing its own tariffs, as well as offering products from Telekom and Vodafone. This dual strategic move is set to bring new growth impulses for Freenet from the 2026 fiscal year, positioning the company even more prominently within the competitive mobile market. O2 Telefonica, keeping a close eye on these developments, observes that these strategic shifts by competitors underline the dynamic nature of the telecommunications market in Germany.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.